Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM on 104.1 FM KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Are businesses missing out on really great employees by overlooking people who are close to retirement age? I asked Alex Alonso, Chief Knowledge Officer for the Society for Human Resource Management, called SHRM, about this pool of talent.
I was really surprised to see that people who are basically what we would previously consider retirement age, 65, are still wanting to be in the workforce. Tell us a little bit about what you're encouraging businesses to do.
So it's fascinating because we see that there is a real kind of clash of several trends happening here, right? When you look at people who are 65 and older, they're the largest growing segment of the workforce or the potential workforce in the U.S. And so what we see in particular is this is the group that most of us are going to have to rely upon if we want to fill the 170 million jobs that are out there today. In particular, what we see is a lot of employers haven't built in targeted programs. In fact, we see 93% of employers have not built in targeted programs either to recruit older workers or, more importantly, to take advantage of them and retain them in their workforce in many ways. And what we see in particular is this segment of the workforce is really a highly motivated segment of the workforce. About 83% of these individuals or 88% of these individuals say that they are focused and really looking to participate in and engage in their job and in their work. More importantly, what we see is they also bring a heavy willingness to learn and or to teach others. In fact, when you poll this audience, right, what we find more than anything else is 60% of them are interested in really learning about AI, not necessarily to preserve their jobs, but rather they're interested in learning about AI and being reintroduced into the workforce because it makes them more marketable. It's a whole new set of skills. It's a different dynamic, right? And so we see in part that this group is really the best kind of source for, one, identifying and upskilling people in new AI skills, but also, two, really helping others come along and build that knowledge transfer that's necessary if we're going to take advantage of those second level managerial skills, the second level people skills, those power skills that really make people successful in that next step in their career.
So that leads me to the next question, because I'm wondering, for these individuals, are they just wanting to extend what maybe has been a really successful and satisfying career? Are they wanting to jump into something different at this age, you know, maybe tapping into their retirement funds at the same time they want a little income on the side? I'm really curious what you're hearing.
So it's fascinating because we hear a little bit of both, right? If you ask HR professionals and HR leaders, what they're hearing is a little bit of both. They're seeing that there are older workers who want to tap into their resources, but at the same time want to take a career pivot or think about how they go about doing something completely new, different. Some of them are actually doing things in a way to unlock entrepreneurial opportunities for themselves, right? And think about this. You've got a different way of thinking about how you prompt AI. You've got a different way of thinking about how you take advantage of natural language processing skills, those kinds of things. So all of a sudden, you're bringing to bear a whole new different base of knowledge that wasn't really there in the development of a lot of these technologies. That's a whole different way of looking at it. At the same time, we're also seeing people that are saying, you know what? 65 may have been a really, you know, kind of more senior person back 20, 30 years ago. But today, I'm really, that's middle of my life, right? That's midlife. So I want to keep going. I want to keep doing things and take advantage of the opportunities to learn things and really take advantage of a career that I've enjoyed. So it's a healthy mix of two.
Why do you think sometimes businesses don't tap into this age group?
I think part of the reason that we see this not really kind of taking hold is because we've taken a really kind of tried and true roles-based way of looking at work, right? And over the last 30 years, we started to pivot that. Now, more seriously, employers are starting to pivot that because they are having trouble finding workers, even in an economy that is actually beneficial to them at this point in time, right? You know, whether we like it or not, it's a buyer's market right now. And what we're seeing is that a lot of what is happening is we're focusing on, I need the skill more than I need a worker, or I need specifically to fill a specific type of profession, if you will, right? And so all of a sudden, now we can go to a variety of different skill sets. I can go to a variety of different skill holders and say, you know what? This is something that I can plug and play and allows me to tap into a whole new talent pool that I haven't tapped into intentionally before. I mean, it's so much so that, you know, 93% of employers admit they have not actually tapped into this pool formally, right? They're looking for ways to do it informally, but now they're looking for more ways to do it formally.
Are there concerns about the salary requirements or demands of people who may have a lengthy career already?
You know, it's fascinating because we think that that might be an issue, and we all come in with these myths around this is something that might be an issue. But in many ways, you're actually going to get flexibility from this workforce as well, right? Because you even noted a component of these individuals might be retired and re-entering and still tapping into their retirement funds. One of the other things that we see is this group is so focused on learning and making sure that they're transferring their knowledge, that they see the opportunity to try something new, different, and novel. And they bring a wealth of experience with them that says, I know that my compensation is tied, more importantly, to my performance, to my skill set, and to what I can bring to bear in the workplace. So these demands that you might expect from a variety of generational perspectives really don't hold water in many cases.
Talk more about that institutional knowledge that someone who has had decades in a workplace brings.
Well, I'll give you a prime example of this, right? One of the things that we hear over and over again when it comes to, for instance, AI and automation and displacement, right? One of the things that we hear is that first level jobs are going away. And first level jobs are the jobs where most of us develop that kind of skill that is or the sets of skills that really make us professional in some way, right? I know that I came out of school and in many ways I thought I was ready for a job, but you know what? I couldn't manage a budget. I couldn't interact with humans. And Lord knows my daughters and my wife to this day say that I should probably not be allowed around other humans unless I bring an encyclopedia of statistics with me, right? But one of the things that stands out is it was that first job that I got out of school that said, okay, or out of even just my first career that said, okay, this is the skill set I need to really be a power skills kind of user, someone who could translate information to others, someone who could take information from others and turn it into something actionable. All those things are the things that are going to end up going away with that first level job if it's displaced in many ways, right? So how do we help new entrants into the workforce actually do that or build those skill sets? One of the best ways that you can go about that is by creating what they call a reverse kind of mentorship, where you take somebody who is re-entering the workforce and has been in the workforce for decades and get them to teach those skills, impart that kind of skill set to newer entrants of the workforce or people who are really in their first kind of line manager role. All those things are ways in which we can kind of short circuit this notion that everyone's job and all those skills are going to go away because of displacement and those types of things. That's a prime example of that.
That is Alex Alonso with the Society for Human Resource Management joining us this morning on Total Information AM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.